last time on Paint It Black.
Bro, that's based on a true life story, a Premium Rush movie.
Is it really, or is it just based on a profession?
It's an awful movie.
That's like saying the movie Speed is based on a true story. Like, obviously, vroom, buses go.
Why would he attack Jesus?
And he attacked Jesus with a butter knife.
Man, the guy had...
He just wanted to spread the Lord.
I'm okay.
I can't wait till I go to like Epcot and I see the new vagina. I'm like, wow.
Is this the like new a vagina display?
Vaginas of the future.
It's like the world's best. Vaginas of tomorrow.
And for you ladies, didn't forget about you, the better dick of today. Definitely against kid robots. Like, they should not be
that. I'm done. I'm out of this one.
That's the line.
I am done with this conversation
there
now.
We go.
I'm just saying.
No,
there shouldn't be.
The line was just crossed.
That's it.
How is it crossed? I said there shouldn't be
just
any of that.
The fact that you even acknowledge that they could make them is just disturbing.
Hey, look, we went to the moon.
That was the first place your brain went.
The moon?
No, like.
Fuck robots. What about your first boner? Then?
Yeah.
Well. Hey, I don't like to talk about it too much, but...
I whip my hair back and forth.
That's actually what I did. That's how awesome it was.
I finally got it!
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
What's up, everybody?
Yo.
I want to take back my statement. Maybe that will... Little kid sex robots might actually deter...
Okay, don't start it with that.
I'm just saying, I was listening to it, I was like, maybe that might deter fucking terrible people to do terrible things if they could just do it in the house without hurting anybody.
It's better a robot child than a real child, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
but what if it gives somebody the taste for it?
Yeah, I think you should not even try.
I don't think that should be introduced
like
in any way,
cigarettes?
Shape, or form.
Don't champion that cause.
Yeah, like people who start with e-cigarettes.
Electronic cigarettes are just your starters.
Work
real cigarettes.
Up.
To full-on robots? Like
marijuana being a gateway drug, more like.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Better.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Paint It Black podcast. I'm Pete. There's Brian.
Sitting shoddy.
There's Lou.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Jillian back.
Hello.
And His Holiness, Pope Ken, is here.
Civilizing the savages.
Civilizing.
What's the Pope feel about the kid robot sex?
I don't know. Pope's not up to date on
It's kind of a dicey subject for a Pope to tackle.
He's like, we're all about it here in the Catholic Church, man. Kid robots?
Shoot, I remember.
They don't talk. They're not saying shit.
No parents suing you.
No way.
Feel dirty.
Can't get
top shelf dishwasher safe, bro.
these priests are trying not to catch that rape beef, man. Like,
yeah, nah.
Well, speaking.
Or do you at least then say that every fucking like clergy member should have one? Like,
give them anything else but a kid doll. Give them a real doll, one of a woman.
Nah,
but that's not what they need.
Maybe they're going for the kid because they, you know, they're not getting anything anywhere, and that's the easiest victim.
They go fucking none, like...
No,
they used to do that. They used to do that.
It's kind of in the rules that they can't.
But they used to do it.
Nowhere is it written that they can't fuck a kid.
Didn't
say not to.
This is not how we should have started.
Bing pow!
Speaking of that, how was everyone's
Happy
Easter?
Great.
Kid sex free, as I gotta say.
Yeah, that's a fucking downer. How do you go into Easter after that?
Well, on the topic of Catholicism. Thoughts, Ken?
On the topic of Catholicism?
Can I get my Easter blessing from you, from the Pope?
You didn't go see the Easter Bunny yesterday?
Is he a religious figure?
He's got the authority to bless now that I'm in power.
Does he sit on a throne with a ring with a big hat and everything?
Yeah, you didn't
he
see
has
the press
big
conference?
Ears.
You didn't see the press conference we had? No. Things have been different since I took over, Brian.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, I still can't get the blessing from the Pope?
Yeah, you're blessed, bro.
Thanks.
You're blessed, bro.
You're blessed. Now fuck off.
I
got work
official.
To do.
It's pretty official.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as official as it gets.
Awesome. All right.
Anyway, why don't we start off? We'll do a little news. Julian.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Philadelphia lacrosse brothers were masterminds of complex prep school drug ring. A four-month investigation ended today with the discovery that Neil Scott and Timothy Brooks, graduates of suburban Philadelphia prep school, the Haverford School, were running an elaborate drug ring that supplied weed, cocaine, and ecstasy, and hash oil to a number of surrounding prep schools and colleges.
How elaborate could it be?
I'm getting into it. But, you know, it was like well-run is what I think is what they really mean. The two former lacrosse players at Haverford, an all-boys preparatory institution whose tuition is $35,000 a year, tapped their sports connections and used their business knowledge to peddle drugs throughout the Philadelphia suburbs.
That's fucking teamwork!
Hiring other dealers along the way. The two are also well-known coaches of youth sports leagues.
Putting that business degree to work.
You gotta get them started early.
According to NBC 10 in Philadelphia, the high schools and colleges that were connected to the drug ring were numerous and located squarely within the affluent area of Philadelphia known as Mainline. The schools involved were the private Haverford School and public schools Lower Merion High School and Harrington High School and Lower Merion Township. And a bunch of other ones no one cares about.
I don't
about.
Think that's really news, though, because, I mean, every public school kid goes and gets their drugs from the private school kids.
Yeah.
Like, right?
In it's what a world? It's the other way around. Private school kids go to public school.
Uh-huh. Because they always go to, like, the poor kid and be like, you know where to score drugs?
Of course I know where to score drugs. No, my fucking
right. If you want to get robbed,
no,
that's my primary source of income, you fuck.
In private school, you had all your friends who were from Manhattan who had all their money from mommy and daddy and had tons of coke to share with everyone
Yeah, they were
else.
Buying the drugs. They didn't know where to get them.
Right.
From their dealer in Manhattan.
No, come on. Their dealer in Manhattan was selling them $20 a weed for $100. Uh-huh. Like...
All right, but I mean, for the rest
they
of the
had
kids,
the money.
For the rest of the kids in the good neighborhoods, though, we got our drugs from
good old drug dealers.
From the prep schools and stuff like that, St. Anthony's and.
No, we never not by me, man. We never.
Right.
Got
well, yeah,
drugs.
You guys live in the bad neighborhoods. You'd have to go far out of your neighborhood.
I mean, I wasn't growing up in fucking Hempstead, like
Franklin Square.
Yeah. It's not a bad neighborhood. I mean, it's not a good neighborhood. All right.
Local
point,
references.
Your point made.
Okay.
Your point made. I got it.
Well, the headmaster of Haverford, John Nagel, remarked, "We focus on developing boys with good character. Despite our best efforts, sometimes boys make bad choices. This was destructive and horrible. And we are deeply saddened."
No, they're not.
I heard a touch of boys will be boys underneath that.
These
kids graduated.
Out?
These guys are 18 and 25. These are
How'd
graduates.
How did they ever find out?
Because confiscated from Scott's home in February were 8 pounds of marijuana, 3 grams of hash oil, and 23 grams of cocaine, 11 grams of ecstasy, $11,000 in cash and a loaded handgun, and an AR-15 assault rifle, and an AR-15 style rifle. So I'm guessing
just
good old-fashioned undercover work. Someone probably narked, most likely.
That's like $100K worth of drugs.
You got the rich white kids.
Scott is being held a $1 million bail. And Brooks
a million?
Been released, and Brooks has been released after his parents posted $25,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, if you fire your lawyer if you got the $1 million bail and then your buddy gets
$25,000. And
then your partner gets
a third.
Nice public defender, Dick.
Because Scott had the materials that they confiscated in his home. I guess Brooks was just reporting to work whenever he went to Scott's house.
Oh man, that's not how you run a business. You definitely have an underling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You keep the not loaded 9mm, and you have the.
I guess we know who the Walt and who the Jesse was.
Yeah, know? Right.
Dollar bill, y'all.
You gotta keep a gangster.
All right.
Bitch, you want to make some motherfucking money?
There we go.
All right, next.
In scientific news, female cave insects with penises have sex for 40 to 70 hours.
Wait, female
caveman
cave insects.
Oh,
what the hell's a cave insect?
An insect that lives in a cave.
That's what it's classified as?
Wouldn't the male have to have sex for 70 hours, too? Isn't sex...
Yeah, but here's the thing about
No, he gets raped for 70 hours.
He would still be having sex.
This is in Brazil. It's a new...
okay.
Obviously, it's in Brazil.
That explains everything.
Usually during the months of Carnival.
It's called Neotrogla. They live in caves, and they have complete role reversal of genitalia. The male has a vagina-like.
Well, then they should.
The people who discover these insects are obviously mixed up.
No,
we'll call
no.
Men, women. The women, men.
The sperm.
Super confusing.
The sperm is in the vagina-like opening of the male insect, and the female insect has a penis-like... I should just call it a phallus. I hate using that word, but it has a phallus.
What do you got against
the
penis?
For them to mate, the female insect mounts the male, and her phallus sucks the sperm out of his vagina.
If the women were
what ever... I'm hearing is the male insect fucks the female.
Gets penetrated.
The female's penetrating the male.
Well, if there ever and was to be like something on the women's flag, it'd be this. They'd be like, what is that?
That and a praying mantis high-fiving.
Apparently, it's described as...
High-wanting.
Rigorous copulation is how it's described as.
Now, motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere.
Just tells me there's a bunch of scientists in a cave. There's a bunch of scientists in a cave watching insects fuck for 40 to 70 hours.
Oh, it's amazing. These beautiful creatures.
And they're flea-sized. Really good weed.
They're flea-sized.
They're flea-sized, I should add.
Like,
oh, man, look at, look at this thing. It's really going to town.
No, I think that the male is the one that's taking it,
You
bro.
Suck that sperm up, baby.
Yeah, man.
Suck it up real good.
Definitely the one with the phallus is the girl.
It's a basic insect blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Except that's not the female's mouth. It's a phallus.
Depending
on how you look at it.
I see your perspective
on this.
It's interesting. I'm going to say that it's the world's tiniest blowjob.
Gross.
Said the female flea to the male flea.
They're fleas?
How the fuck do they see this?
They're flea. How the fuck are you watching it then?
Under a microscope for 40 to 70 hours is a lonely scientist in a cave in Brazil.
First of all, I want to say they're out of the cave. They're not going to look under a microscope in a cave.
I know.
They could. They really could do that. Backup generators and generators.
You know, we could just take a couple of these things to the lab, right, guys?
No.
We don't have to have
a lot of resources going into this.
We are...
There's like a grant for this somewhere.
Brazil, they're all about squandering resources in Brazil.
We have about 9 generators going, guys, so we could fucking look at a microscope. We should really take this back.
What great scientific discovery have you made?
We're scientists.
Please fucking... I don't know.
At what point do you stop funding research on things
this
that will never matter?
So completely made up, though. They're like, yeah, we found this female organism that sucks sperm out of the male.
The colleagues
too tiny, you can't see them.
It's like...
They're in a cave.
And somewhere they got a colleague like, yeah, we're working on cancer there, bug fucker.
Yeah, this only cost us $150,000.
Somewhere there's a billionaire donating money for this grant so that he can see a pornographic flea circus is what this is.
Somewhere there's a billionaire getting ripped off for research funds.
Whoa, you need to cut funding for this right now, sir. Where's my checks going to? I thought I was curing something. Fleas? Are they, if you mash them up and then you drink them, do you cure cancer? No?
Are there at least dogs in the cave being bothered by these fleas?
What if it was like the end result? They were just happened to be watching these things fucking and they were just like, and then your head made a flea milkshake. It's like, I think this is supposed to be, you know, cure cancer.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a leap. That would be quite the leap.
I can tell you what it might
develop
into.
Here, drink
into.
This tranny bug.
What?
It might develop into our next story.
All right.
Scientists create female Viagra to help women with low sex drive get in the mood.
And yeah, it's jewelry.
I can't argue with him. I cannot argue with him.
Next story.
Again, scientists' resources have been squandered.
This is cheaper than jewelry. It's more affordable.
Well, how much affordable?
Shoes?
I'm just imagining. No, I'm talking about the drug that they're developing.
Fucking shoes.
I know it's not everyone.
A Real Housewife marathon. Right. That's basic cable. That's not that much.
That does not get us in the mood. Wow. That gets you the mood to maybe fight with your boyfriend.
Box of wine and 50 Shades of Grey.
You drink box wine.
One New Jersey biotech company has set out to change the plight of the sexual dysfunctional female. Peloton Technologies has developed a drug and is currently in clinical trials of proving the drug's ability to enhance sex drive for women.
Rohypnol.
Yeah, fuck.
I was waiting for somebody. Somebody was going to go there. I'm not surprised it's Lou. Lou would watch a woman get beat so a titty pops out.
Consensual dick in your pussy.
Oh, this is the part where she gets her dress ripped.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy. Yeah.
Listen to last week.
Yo, man. Last week, Lou was like, I could handle the Passion of the Christ if that was a woman out there getting crucified.
I said,
can
maybe.
I get an amen?
I was like, maybe I'll sit through it. If occasionally, like, a boob would come out. Like,
that's not funny, Lou. Well, torture boob is not funny.
Well, neither was Passion of the Christ. That shit wasn't entertaining at all.
It was a laugh riot, guys. Right. If you add Benny Hill music to that shit, this is getting weird.
You're just looking at it from the wrong perspective. Look at it from the Roman.
Put yourself in the Roman perspective.
Yeah, with the Jewish perspective. It's fucking hilarious.
Standing ovations.
Put everyone yourself in Judas's shoes.
Yeah, oh my God, it's a running riot.
20 pieces of silver, you say?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So loud, Jesus, he's preaching anyway. Fuck him.
I'll kiss that motherfucker right on his cheek.
20 pieces of silver back in the day was probably worth way more than it is now. He's probably lived the rest of his life on that silver.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, he still committed suicide.
There's a bunch of other apostles he could have sold out to. I mean, it didn't stop there.
You want Peter? He's going to be next in line. You want to take that motherfucker out now? I'll help you.
Okay, what the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about female Viagra.
Oh, red wine.
Clinical. That's right. White wine. White wine.
Wine.
Right. Clinical users of the drug.
Smirnoff Ice.
Ew. Gross.
That is a resounding ew for everybody.
It's pronounced, help me with this, bromelanotide. There we go, bromelanotide. I'm sure they'll come up with something else that's much more catchier on the bottle during their ad campaign. Have said that it works. Throughout her 12-week study, participant Billie Jean O'Malley said that the treatment helped her return to a healthy, exciting sex life with her husband. TMI. The drug, however, is still in development in the U.S. and hasn't been approved for market distribution yet. Peloton Chief Executive Officer Carl Spana said he believes that this multi-million dollar market opportunity for the drug, which is administered through a shot to the upper thigh or abdomen.
Why don't you just sprinkle a little Molly on your tongue?
Yeah, fuck these prude bitches.
It's thought to be ready for the public by 2017.
2017?
My question is what years? Side effects do you think this drug will have?
Ladies.
Babies?
The worst side effect of all.
Right.
The final side effect.
Babies, definitely. There'll be babies. There will be babies.
I don't know.
No other side effects? Like blindness?
Blindness,
you know, uncontrollable bowels. You know, they always. Those...
Hopefully, not the later of
these
those
drugs.
Two.
Always have some. Well,
what's
Viagra's
side effects? What's
four
the male
hour boners? You got to call your doctor
you guys
about.
Tell me.
But then again, the male thing is always simpler. We got blue pill. You got shot to the upper thigh,
yeah. To the heart.
All right. So my final story: Häagen-Dazs to debut vegetable flavored ice cream in Japan because nowhere else wants.
Boo
it.
That! I want my dessert to be gross. Like, I guess it wouldn't matter so much in like Japan because their desserts generally blow anyway. All exotic desserts kind of suck. It's all like mango flavored ice cream, no matter what culture it is. That's it.
You got something against mangoes?
I mean, like as awesome as that is a dessert idea. I mean,
like a mango. I would take a mango flavored ice cream right now. I'll
take a mango.
Mango. Mango's I'm not delicious. Trying to disrespect.
I had mango
mangoes.
At lunch. I had mango.
What's your problem with mango?
Look, guys.
You're taking a stand against mangoes.
Mango.
Mango. Mango. Mango. Mango.
Hey, I am here. It is mango.
So, unfortunately, one of the flavors is not mango. These are vegetable flavors, honey.
Oh, God.
The
like
first,
kale and the, gross.
It will be wait.
The two flavors.
They're both green.
Tomato cherry and carrot orange.
Ooh.
Yes.
Why do people think V8 started this? Carrots don't go with orange. It's not a thing.
The carrots don't have juice.
They do.
There's carrot juice.
Ask Mitch Hedberg. Here, squeeze this carrot. Nothing.
They puree it into like a slime.
That's not juice.
And then they water it up.
That's pulp.
Look, it's gross. Not a big fan of that in general.
Well, it's being made to help encourage kids to eat vegetables. It also has 8.5% milk fat, which is just a little bit more than half of what regular Häagen-Dazs has. And with the recent craze in juice cleanses, you know, I don't see why this can make it to America. It'd still be gross.
You know it's eventually
going to But, you know, juicers would be like, this is so delicious. No, it's not.
You know eventually that's going to end up in a huge aircraft full of dry ice along with the fucking whoever lost the Super Bowl t-shirts going right to fucking Africa, bro.
Can't we just bury it in the desert with E.T. video games?
I mean...
You might as well feed the hungry with...
How are you going to send ice cream to Africa?
Dry ice?
That's where the dry ice came in.
You're going to waste so much fucking weight. on dry ice alone.
We'll pack it with the relief aid rice and everything, man.
No way, man. They're like fucking Ziploc sealing that.
Bro, there's going to be...
how are you keeping the bugs out?
There's going to be some fucking war chieftain in Africa just being like, oh, we steal all this food, and then he starts eating his ice cream.
We're just going to have to throw it all out.
No.
He's wearing a recycled wedding dress, and he still can't handle it.
Take the Denver Broncos 2014... t-shirts. We'll take those. We'll take the rice. Throw this ice cream out. This is gone bad. No good.
The wedding dress comment was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
What? I mean, how do you know he's not the bell of the ball?
He obviously is.
All right. So we on to...
That's it for the news. Or
do you have any more news, Lou? Or?
No. I sent Pete everything, so...
Pete, do you have news or stupid
He's
people?
Got some
I got
stuff.
Stupid people. But there's new stuff if you ever want to go back here.
Well, just do one. That was short.
Nah, do a super long one.
That's yeah, super
just
long.
Just despite one.
It doesn't bother me.
Now I got to open my email.
Oh, what? My God.
Oh, what's my password? Oh, damn it.
Let's see. Well, I'll read some off, and you stop me. When powdered alcohol.
Oh, no. Gross.
Everyone's
taking my favorite things today and ruining them with like
ice cream,
powdered alcohol, vegetable ice cream.
Well, now we kind of have to hear about it.
Powdered alcohol.
I feel like powdering stuff is...
Powdered milk is the grossest.
But I feel like that was a fad of like the 30s and 40s. Like, yeah. Let's try to powder it.
Oh, man. We're bringing the Great Depression back, guys, with powdered alcohol.
You like coffee? Let's get it in powder form.
What do you think the super creative name they came up with is?
Gross.
Alcohol.
Oh, nice.
I was, you know what? I was like, there's no way they could call it that.
Mm. Do you snort it?
I don't know.
Now you're talking my language. if you could bring like a flask of powdered shit in and just, like, if you get a bottle of stuff in powder form, you get that into a little bag, slip it into a shoe, you bring that into shows.
Yeah, do you want to hear their talking points from their website?
Yeah.
What's worse than going to a concert, sporting event, etc., and having to pay $10, $15, $20 for a mixed drink with tax and tip? Take alcohol into the venue. That's one.
Is it snortable?
No, I'm
sure
just
you
add
drop
water.
It into some water.
Snuff?
It comes with a dirty dollar bill.
Is it snus? now that's on my fucking
No,
head.
From what I can figure out, it's like adult Kool-Aid.
So you go in, you're like, can I get a glass of water?
I'm sober driving this evening. Can I have a glass of water?
Don't say it just like that. Like,
right. Wink, wink.
No, you have to go be like, hi, I'm sober driver this evening. Can I have a glass of water?
Wait. Point number seven. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Snorting alcohol.
Yes, now we're talking.
Yes, you can snort it.
Yes, you can.
And you'll get drunk almost instantly because the alcohol will be absorbed so quickly in your nose. Good idea? No. It will mess you up.
Good idea. No.
No, it's good idea. Dot, 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 dot. It will mess you up.
Good idea. No, it will mess you up.
Not a good idea.
No,
a
I like
great
my
idea. Idea.
Great, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great idea.
No, they're saying.
But they recommend using this as like a food topping. Like sprinkle it on your dish and give it an extra kick.
My salad needs a little
kick.
Yeah,
these Jack Daniel ribs need more fucking alcohol.
Yeah. Get Add some kamikaze in your guacamole. Rum on a barbecue sandwich. Cosmo on a salad. Vodka eggs. These are their...
Vodka eggs?
That sounds terrible. As Charles Barkley would say, terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Or as Justin would say,
it's going to be terrible.
Let's see what else we got.
Wait, what was that, Justin?
It's going to be terrible.
Thank you.
Are there any of these that you liked particularly?
I can't remember what I sent you.
Read them off, bro.
Yeah.
All right, we got Curious Criminal Swings by Police Station, gets himself arrested.
All right,
good. Oh, yeah, you figure out who did that crime yet?
I'm just a concerned citizen.
Actually, sir, yes, we did it. It was you.
That's pretty much the story.
It's actually a super quick one. Man in Austria this week was just checking in with local authorities to see if they had any dirt on him. And they found him on four, and he had four counts of embezzlement against him. So they arrested him.
Did he walk in like, I'm just wondering, do you have
Why
any
do you
dirt on me?
Yeah, he was sitting there sweating in his apartment like, why haven't they come for me? Why haven't they come for me? All right, I'm going to swing down there. I'm just going to see if they got anything on me.
Did you ever get that guy?
No?
All right, good.
Let's see.
Listen, I just want you to run this ID real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my name, my social security number.
Can you run a background check on me real quick? I just want to see if you got anything on me.
Woman suing New Jersey for rejecting her atheist license plate.
What was it?
Say atheist?
See what it says. Yes, eight theist.
That's a stretch.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. No, extreme how?
The to reject number? It? No, oh, to, yeah. Reject to reject it. It.
Yeah.
And then she went on and she tried other terms like Baptist and they accepted them. So she's suing.
Oh, good
she
for
should.
Her.
She should sue.
Definitely. Yeah.
Good.
That's fucked up.
Okay.
Read the Bible? I'll feed you the damn Bible.
That's another quick one. I like these little bite-sized stories. Mm-hmm. Serial pooper remains on the loose.
Jay Pilko.
What? What? Where's a serial pooper pooping?
That's Michigan. In a unpronounceable town.
But like just everywhere?
Flint, Michigan.
Just here, there, everywhere? Everywhere poop poop?
Residents of one Michigan city are pulling out all the stops to catch a serial pooper who has been despoiling their playground slides.
Oh, is he wait now? Is he just pooping down the slide, or is he going down the slide while pooping?
They put up a billboard that says "Do your civic duty, report the pooper."
Is phrasing, that
supposed to be clever,
phrasing.
And help us catch the pooper traitor.
I was imagining that he was pooping at the bottom of the slide so that some unfortunate kid gets it the next day.
This guy's been at it for 6 months, too. They can't catch his dude.
How I feel he's going down is that he's got his legs up in the air, butt naked, pooping as he's going down. Just smearing it up.
Get it all over his ass.
It doesn't go into the details of his M.O. when it comes to the pooping.
Like, what is...
They're more pleased with the billboards than anything.
Your duty. Ha 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 ha.
Civic duty.
So
next.
Yeah,
three are hospitalized after pet cat named Cat attacks family.
Next.
Porn star arrested.
Some guy who heard that name of that cat beat him up.
Porn star arrested in animal torture video investigation.
Slow down. caught our attention here.
All right. I'll open that one up. We got... doesn't have a name. Stephanie Hurd, 29, is accused of crushing live fish to death with her hands and feet.
Why the fuck do this?
Fuck fish, they're soulless
what
anyway.
What fetish video is this?
That sounds like some Japanese shit.
Awful shit I've ever heard.
Exquisite fishica.
According to this, she just shows her crotch and steps on animals.
Oh, that's fucked up. Animals? So it's other animals too besides the fish.
Right.
She just killed the fish.
She's
stepping on cats.
It just says
she should be fucking...
There's a series of fetish videos involving rabbits, fish, rats, and chickens.
I step on the rabbit.
Oh, she repeatedly shot several rats and set them on fire and set fire to a pile of the mortally wounded animals. Not even the dead ones.
Oh, that's fucking
horrible.
This is a horrible human being.
She's an American?
This is a porn video, though, right? That's really disturbing.
Well, she does it all while showing her
like
puss.
This isn't just a YouTube thing. Like,
well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm chubbed up.
Some studio.
Tell me more.
Look. Day one, you gotta give them what they need.
Like if this popped up, I'd jerk off to it.
Are those rats? I'm doing the jerk off motion.
Yeah. Wait, they're not dead yet. I'm clicking. Wait a
second. Oh, that bitch about to put those motherfuckers on fire.
She's got the
stop
matches.
That fish. Stop that fish.
If she sets them on fire, I am done.
Right.
Oh, man. That is like.
Fucked up.
People are into some weird shit. Like.
Oh,
come
this
on
sucks.
Now.
I can't jack off to this.
I think the challenge of that video is to see how long you could stay erect before you're just so turned off by what she was doing.
Or you could just not watch it.
No, it's like a game. I think someone should try this out there who's listening with their
dudes
friends.
Dudes in Germany watch like guys fuck bears and stuff like that. Like I think
nobody's fucking
okay,
a bear.
No. They're going about this all wrong because here's what her partner did. There were two of these people. Her other friend, Sarah Zamora, was arrested 2 weeks ago for being part of the same series. Had videos karate chopping rabbits in the neck, beating chickens to death with a stick, cutting off chickens' heads with hedge clippers while groping a man's genitals.
That's so
what the what the cops clearly need to be doing is like hijacking her website, tracing every account that somebody's paying to watch this shit. Chemical castrations.
Fuck chemical castration. You bust in like the Terminator. You Sarah Connor. Bow. Just shoot him up.
Yeah, this is.
This sounds like a religious problem.
Karate chopping rabbits.
The Pope is on it. There'll be more karate.
Look,
chopping
I'm down
rabbits.
With the karate chopping of rabbits. That sounds a little bit funny to me, but everything else is awful.
Oh,
like, this is serial killer shit.
If she was running up the dolphin tanks and slapping a dolphin, like I'm also down with that as well.
Oh no.
And guess. It gets better, because the guy they were working for is a South Florida fishing boat captain named Adam Redford.
Captain Adam Redford.
South Florida fishing boat captain.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's your porn mogul.
I hear you. Captain
So what about their subscribers? Is it all on hold now? Like, what's going on with their accounts?
Oh, they're just waiting for an update.
Oh, man. They should have shut the internet down after that two fucking girls one cup video. So, you know, like, you want to test your fucking stomach, man? Like, I was laughing at it at first, and then I was like, no, they're not gonna do that with that, are they? And then I was like, oh, turn this off, dude.
It's the worst thing ever.
This is awful.
Still, I've never seen it, and never will.
It's two girls pooping into a cup and eating it over repeatedly.
Yeah, I heard.
And I'm throwing up and pooping.
I'm uncomfortable just hearing the description.
I mean, scat play is like a big thing, supposedly, but I can't even get into like
Stallone's
that.
Stallone's into that shit, man.
Like, poop?
Yeah, yeah, dude. He hires hookers to poop on glass tables, bro.
Well, he lies underneath them.
That's the rumor.
Oh, my
but
God.
But there's a glass table above him, so he's not getting dirty.
So he's
smell it.
Does he call it the demolition man? Because it's like he's frozen in the ice.
I like it.
You want to come over and demolish seems to be your boggle.
My boggle?
Poop on me, bitch. It would be awesome, though, if the girls were dressed like Simon Phoenix.
Right. Oh, no.
A really specific fetish.
You dressed up like Drago. You're dressed up like Simon Phoenix. You're dressed up like Cash.
Like Sandra Bullock.
Or actually, Tango? I think he was Cash. Whatever.
Doesn't matter. You want to keep going through these?
We'll do like two more.
Let's see. I'll try to pick some of the more funny. Not the Jews being rounded up in Ukraine, Lou. Wait for funny what? Stories.
It's Ryan, news. Do you find it's it not, funny?
Did they ask the Germans on how to do it?
See?
They had that down to a science.
How about that? Leave that for the real news. Let's do Secret Service threatened to kill Mr. Met.
Yes. How? Why?
Was that last year for having an awful season? Right. Like, listen, Mets, if you don't win some more games, we're coming out there and we're assassinating your fucking mascot.
So basically, the guy who was Mr. Met in the 90s wrote a book called Yes, It's Hot in Here, Adventures in the Weird Woolly World of Sports Mascots.
How many chapters could that possibly be?
Three.
One.
The time I got stuck in my outfit.
I got the job and it was hot in that thing.
The time you shat the outfit. My alcohol.
Yeah, how many times I peed and shat in there?
Yo, I actually probably smacked that guy, I saw Mr. Met once, and I was drunk, and I was wearing Yankee stuff, and he gave me the thumbs down, and I slapped the dude.
How many times have a drunken idiot fan slapped me?
At least once.
Well, according to him, in 97, President Clinton visited Shea, and the Secret Service guy pulled him aside and said, approach a president, and we go for the kill shot. Are we clear? There you go.
That's good.
He was stone facing him though. He only had the one fucking look, like
it's a big stupid grin.
I get no read on this man. I don't know if he's gonna do it or not.
Here we go. The agent first grew suspicious when he failed to get Mr. Met's giant head through the security clearance without setting off the metal detectors.
I don't think that like terrorists have really figured the whole like suicide bomb mascot plot yet.
But he's trying to walk through the thing. He just can't really fit it through. And
he's
like,
trying to like make a joke, like, "Oh, I can't do it. Can't fit through it."
That sounds like an ESPN commercial.
Just saying, like, it could fit a lot of guns or dynamite in there, man.
A bomb,
right?
A bomb in the head of Mr. Met.
He's Mr. Met.
I don't trust that nigga.
What about Mrs. Met? Do you think she's trustworthy?
Definitely.
Nah, she's getting with that Reds mascot, the one with the mustache. It's like he's another baseball head with a mustache.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to do, let's see, we got high school students suspended for asking Miss America to prom. Gold bar, 12 gold bars inside man's stomach.
Did he think they were full of chocolate? It's like
Cartman in that episode of South Park. You can't move. You gotta bring that guy out.
White supremacists sabotage kids' Easter eggs with racist comments.
Do that one.
Do it.
Do that one.
Was this you?
I was thinking the same thing. I was a little worried. I am a little worried. Please tell the story.
The White Man March, a racist demonstration by a handful of white dudes in light khakis and sunglasses, went off with a whimper last month, failing to attract even a sliver of traction. This is going way too long. So now they hijacked a Easter egg hunt in Virginia. They basically threw out some plastic eggs into the midst of this thing with a note that said, inside that said, diversity equals white genocide, and mass immigration and forced assimilation of non-whites into our lands is genocide.
They really got to catch your phrases.
Yeah, this isn't catching on. That's not funny.
It would have been better if, like, they said something like, Like just
white is right, you know.
No, I'm like, the quarterback is a thinking man's position. Like shit like that. Like that's where I was headed to, like, in my mind, at least.
No, this is white supremacist bullshit. Like,
maybe it would have caught on if they included some chocolate.
White chocolate. Oh, no, that's mixing. That's mixing. You can't do that.
But just putting a note, kids aren't going to give a fuck.
Where's the chocolate at?
Right.
Fuck this egg.
fuck the people who wrote this. I want my chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that response. I want my chocolate. They should walk right up to him and say that. I want my chocolate.
Out of this country.
I'm browsing your other kind of racist story here.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
Kenny likes that one.
Yay!
In further racist news, the Ku Klux Klan is trying to redo their image by launching a neighborhood watch program. It's a 24-hour Klan line in Pennsylvania.
We found a black dude in your neighborhood. What do you want us to do with him?
They try to get George Zimmerman involved, but he's in too much heat.
The ad's hysterical. It's a little picture of a Klan member doing the Uncle Sam. And it says,
oh my god, with the whole mask and everything?
And it says, you can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake. Are there troubles in your neighborhood? Contact the traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan today.
Is that a threat?
No, this is actual advertising.
Yeah, trouble sleeping tonight, the Klan is in your neighborhood.
This sounds like the exact advertising they used when they first started, actually.
And they're claiming they won't target minorities.
So how are you the Klan?
Yeah, this is the worst Klan ever.
Race war!
Oh,
Taze, go through your neighborhood yelling it.
Yeah.
See if you can't start something.
They're saying they're trying to redo their image. They don't believe in genocide. They believe in separation of races.
Yeah, I know that.
And they feel like they're being somewhat discriminated against. Poor guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you can't be like the 1950s Klan anymore because they went backwards and, you know, as far as like how powerful they were. So now they got to go back to where they were to go to that level to get back to being like legitimate people.
And do you know that the traditional Ku Klux Klansmen do not like neo-Nazis? They hate them, in fact.
They're splitting hairs.
No, they're like,
what's a neo-Nazi compared to a Klansman?
My great-granddaddy died against those German bastards. Like, you remember, saw that documentary movie. They started going to war with each other during their little white power sit-in.
That was like a whole bunch of, like, fucking idiots.
Huh. Which is the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazis, yes.
All right, we're going to do one more here. All right. Because I like this headline. Man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with Easter eggs.
Were they boiled?
This one sounds festive.
Yeah.
Hippitus, hoppitus.
Apparently, two young couple, 27-year-olds, well, the guy was anyway, was having a little Easter egg dyeing party with his girlfriend, and she accused him of cheating on him. So he started pelting her with Easter eggs.
This will prove I'm innocent.
In my Easter bonnet.
With all the frills upon it. I'll be the prettiest girl in the Easter parade.
And just the kind of guy he is, when she called the cops, he barricaded himself in his room with his sword collection. And tried to stab officers as they tried to get to him. He only succeeded in yelling racist slurs and kicking one cop in the groin.
Needless to say, that guy was beat to death.
I hope
and now he shot him
with a fucking beanbag gun.
How long has he been sentenced for assault on police officers, plural, is what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Bro, he definitely took the long trip to jail. Or like, they arrested him, locked him up, turned all the cameras off, drove into a parking lot, annihilated it with nightsticks, and then brought him back and like, yeah, he tripped out of the car.
I wonder if they threw some Easter eggs at him.
He fell down some
stairs. He had the hiccups.
All right, let's get off the news. That was a good speed round. We'll do stupid people then.
Stupid people.
As if stupid people isn't the same as like every story we just read.
Some other
as the Eggman with the
cuckoo
with the sword collection.
The Eggman.
All right, Walmart. That's always a good place to start. Walmart in Florida.
So there were gigantic people doing things.
This guy's actually kind of skinny, but I love that the actual article starts as "Meet Aaron Morris," like it's a bad movie trailer. 18-year-old Floridian is in jail because he has poor impulse control. Pretty much, he saw a woman with a fine ass and couldn't help but just go up and grab it.
Yeah, it's sexual assault.
When questioned as to why would he do such a thing.
Because it was fine.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Her booty looks so good, I couldn't resist touching it, he said.
Oh, man, that's almost defensible.
But did he give, like, a big old, whoa, when he did it?
It does. Oh, wait. Woo. Yeah.
Nice.
Locked up.
Was it just a little pap, or did he give it a good smack? Smack grab?
Grabbing. They just said grabbing.
I think he got a handful.
It sounds like he got a handful.
His defense is woo that ass.
You know, that Florida Walmart ass.
Yeah. Quite resist. You smack it and it just blah, 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 for hours.
Wait, so did he get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't pay the $1,000 bail, so he was locked up and has been charged with a crime that I didn't know existed. Toucher battery.
Oh, toucher battery.
Yeah. I thought we could just say it was creepy.
It's touch
man.
Or strike / battery. So, invading personal space.
He got arrested for being creepy.
Yeah.
And touching.
This one I just found funny. This is in Missouri.
Missouri.
No summer's coming because we have ice cream trucks starting to make the rounds. Mm. We have two ice cream trucks fighting over turf.
Is it the Italian ice guy versus Mr. Softy?
No, they're both Mr. Softy.
Oh.
They don't buy regions, those people?
Here's what happened. Across this highway, one ice cream truck was cut off by another who threatened him. Witnesses say the second driver started damaging the first driver's truck. Music siren, merchandise. Driver one said he had the same route for 7 years, and the second driver wants to take control of his route.
I'll smash your snow cone, you stupid bastard.
Suck my ice hole.
This is a non-story, but they work for the same company.
You and your chocolate dials are dead.
They're still probably both on the route.
The one guy's getting fired now. I don't know the logistics of the ice cream companies.
Maybe they don't own the route then. Maybe they're just idiots.
Here's a quote from one of the ice cream men.
If you don't give it back right now, I'm going to break your fucking Jew leg right here.
He was a little racist.
Lou Figueroa. Yeah. Let's see.
All right, let's, how about parenting? Parenting story.
Yeah.
Here's one. Detroit. 34-year-old Karen Wilson arrived at his son's elementary school for a tense meeting because his kid was not allowed to go on a field trip, and he demanded that the school provide their reasoning for why his kid was excluded. The principal, Philip Van Hooks, agreed to meet, gave him the reason, which no one has revealed what the reason is to the news, but it must have been pretty good. Because Karen responded by punching Van Hooks in the forehead.
And ooh, that's not where you punch someone. That hurt your hand.
Well, he went for the forehead, but he didn't stop. He then bit the guy on the arm.
He fights like a girl.
You take my kid with you.
I hate this kid.
And this guy does, in fact, have a record.
Of course.
Obviously.
Two prior busts for drug dealing / possession.
Now, this was a first-time offense.
And sissy fighting.
Sissy
fighting. If only that were a felony.
Sissy fighting.
Did he come at
him? This man's got two charges of slap boxing.
Did he come at him doing the windmill?
Your Honor, I did break that man's jaw, but in my defense, he slapped me.
I broke his jaw! I broke his jaw!
You said the magic phrase, Ken.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's the word of the day. Broken jaw.
Great.
Let's do this. I don't know who's. This is more of a dick move, but I feel like the punishment doesn't match the crime in the opposite way that we're normally used to. Mm-hmm. Portland, Oregon has dumped its entire reservoir of drinking water because somebody peed in it.
They got no filters?
Bunch of teenagers walked up and peed in it. 1 a.m. Wednesday, cameras caught three teens. One of them approached the iron fence, got close enough to pee in the reservoir. They were arrested, and the 50 million gallon reservoir has been taken offline and will now be dumped.
Because really...
of a little bit of pee?
Because of some pee.
They got no filters, though?
What diseases are these kids carrying that they had dumped the whole thing?
Pee is sterile.
By the way, don't go to Oregon because they have an open reservoir with fucking no filters.
Yep.
What about all the birds? That
yeah, I was going to say that. What
they're fucking probably
shit.
In there just like washing their dirty ass bird bodies all over. Oh.
There's apparently a sign outside this thing that says, "This is your drinking water. Don't spit, throw, toss anything in it." And he walked up to it and peed.
Asshole.
Whoa. 50...
You know what, though? You know
gallons of water.
He knew what he was up to. He knew he was going to be drinking and brushing his teeth in that same water.
He's peeing in there. He's like, buy water, you cheap motherfuckers.
You kind of got to appreciate the way that he was going to sell that joke.
The kid's named Joe Dasani. No, not really.
I thought that was great. I was like, what?
Mark Poland.
Kevin Fiji.
But what do you think the punishment for a teenager ruining 50 million gallons of water?
Fucking 10.
Stone the parents.
In America.
Caning.
Stone the parents.
No, we got a citation for trespassing.
That's it. What about the 50 fucking million gallons of water? What happened to that? Like, where they dump it?
Ocean?
Fresh water and salt water?
I don't know. I don't care.
And the world exploded.
It's not like mixing an acid in a base.
Yeah, but like, it's not like, you know, throwing a fucking cup of water. It's like, I don't know, it's going to dilute the water over there a bit. You're going to have
of
fish.
The ocean?
Yeah. Like, just a little bit. Like, I don't know.
Ocean's pretty big.
I get that.
It's got a tide. It moves. It'll move it around.
Osmosis.
So why are people complaining about that little bit of oil that dropped out of there? I mean, like,
it's a little different.
It was way more than a little.
Oil doesn't mesh well with water. Water meshes pretty well with water.
Fish are turning belly up.
What about poop?
What about poop?
Just saying, what about poop?
I don't drink water. Fish poop in it.
All right. I got one more. This is the most Florida story I've ever heard. Do you want the headline or do you just want me to go into what
headline,
this woman
headline is?
Pregnant Florida woman goes on crack binge, gives birth in motel, gnaws off umbilical cord with her teeth.
Hardcore.
Oh, I'm still waiting for more. That's still pretty good. But I really, you said that's the most Florida story ever.
I bet she was an ICP fan.
Yeah.
She looks like a juggalo. Crystal Hassell. Anybody want to guess how Crystal's spelled?
With a K?
C.
K R.
Nope.
No. C H?
C H. R Y.
S T A L?
A L. The douchiest way to spell the name.
Crystal.
Crystal Hassell, 37, told investigators that she, her boyfriend, and her 11-month-old child checked into a motel room at the Vacation Host Inn on Friday night. She said that even though she was 7 months pregnant, she started going into labor after smoking crack cocaine for an entire day.
Usually I'll get a premature birth.
She's like, I like to stay off the crack cocaine while I'm pregnant, but the 11-month-old was fucking, she's going nuts. She really needed it.
Vincent Terry, Hassell's boyfriend, left with the 11-month-year-old boy to run an errand, presumably to get more crack cocaine.
More than likely.
We're out of crack. I'm going to take my fucking infant son and get some more.
That's pretty much the only errand you're running when you're smoking crack.
Maybe some marijuana help bring her down. Maybe that's the only thing you can do.
When you're smoking crack, you're not smoking.
Okay.
Well, so Hassell delivered the baby alone in the bathtub and cut the umbilical cord with her teeth.
Numbers.
Thank you for that reenactment.
You're welcome.
Why didn't she call 911, you say?
Because she was on crack?
Yeah.
She forgot how to use
her first call was to her boyfriend, who she told to...
It's a boy!
Hurry up, get back to the motel. But as he sped to return, he was pulled over by Marion County deputies because he was wanted for attempted murder in Colorado.
Sorry.
Can't this wait? I have a crack baby being...
Bro, I just had a baby.
In my motel room.
My wife is smoking crack for two.
If I don't get her crack, her and the baby are going to be really upset.
It is a sad story because this kid's life. I mean, they got her to a foster care.
Its life is but this woman, now.
This woman has a 16-year-old daughter, too, who was born addicted to drugs for the same thing. So
this is how, like, a superhero is born into the world, though. We're like...
Addicted to drugs.
Or Dexter.
It's like, you had to overcome all this nonsense, like... Isn't that what happened to Daredevil or some shit? I don't know.
No, Dexter? Daredevil wasn't a crack baby.
He was blind,
baby.
Right?
He was blind, not a crack baby.
Look, I wanted in the beginning of that movie.
Well, he didn't miss much.
That's why he was mad at the Kingpin, right?
Right.
Because he couldn't get the cracks.
The good news is the baby lived, but that's in critical condition.
Is that good news?
Well, there's still a chance for this kid.
It's addicted to crack with the fucking scumbag sleazy mother.
I'm pretty sure you lose your baby at this point. They take it away from you.
She's still going to have come from scumbag genes.
I guess you're going to...
She's got scumbag parents who she's...
Nurture nature, I guess.
Yeah.
We give her to a nice, like, rich family in Colorado who never tell her that she's adopted.
Yeah.
And just never tell her the truth.
Keep her away from crack.
What was the lady's name?
The Crystal.
Cristal.
Cristal.
Hassel. Fucking eight A's.
Hassel?
Hassel.
Hassel?
H-A-S-S-E-L-L.
Cats, what nationality is she?
Hassel?
Yeah.
White trash. White.
Cristal Hassel?
White trash.
She's white. She's white trash.
Sounds white.
Plus crack.
You wanna, I have a picture. Yes, white trash. Would be
white trash.
White trash.
Oh, man.
The last name gives it away.
Uncanny.
I'm going to say Cristal is not her fucking natural name.
No.
Like, it's not the name her parents gave her. That's what she got stripped
of. That was just her favorite drug.
She's like, I like Cristal so much, I'm putting on my license. Fuck Beth.
All right. That's all I got for stupid people. So we could either do movies. I don't know if Lou's got a hypothetical or anything. But
definitely not.
Always prepared.
Do we wake you up on there, Lou?
Oh, good at me.
Yawning into the mic.
Yeah. Do we interrupt nap time?
Hmm? Yeah, you certainly did.
I'm sorry.
Movie time.
Let's do movies.
Price of admission, G.
All right, first up. I don't know what to make of this one. I know Jillian wanted to see it because you mentioned it when we saw Captain America, but Bears.
That's out. Bears.
Bears.
Why don't we see Bears tomorrow, honey?
Let's go see the Haunted Mansion movie instead.
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. We want to see that more.
We'll see a G-rated hour and 15-minute long documentary.
About Bears?
About Bears.
Can't do it now. I'm on the wagon. Sorry.
What do you mean?
I kind of need some alcohol to sit through that.
Bears? The movie?
Yeah.
I thought you need some honey or some salmon.
It's about
honey
bears
whiskey.
Walking around while John C. Reilly narrates.
John C. Reilly narrates it? Yeah. A bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, check out these bears.
This is a cute one right here. Like, it'd be great if he had no script to go off of. He ad-libbed the whole thing.
Making up bear. Facts. He's making up nature facts.
I'm going to call that one poo.
Red bears.
What a weird guy to pick to narrate that. Though. That's like picking Seth Green. You know? Right. Yeah, well, like Seth MacFarlane, like, here's some wacky voices.
Let's get Bobcat Goldthwait to narrate this bear movie.
He doesn't even bear.
Bears is... Watch out, fish! This is my pit!
Who did the watch out, fish? Oh, man.
Ken only finds me funny when he's high.
Which is pretty often.
Yeah. Ken's got his one hitter.
So, I'm reading...
What are you telling the cops?
I'm snitching, my bad.
I'm reading the description of this. The director of this movie has also directed such epic documentaries as
Dogs.
African Cats and Chimpanzee.
Just one chimpanzee?
Singular.
Chimpanzees is the one. It's chimpanzees, right?
I think the way that movie worked was the one baby chimpanzee and you watch him go into adulthood.
I'm going to definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
What about the African cats? Is that just about lions?
I would assume it's about African cats.
Or is it about, like, really cool black guys?
African cats.
Thank you.
They're walking around with tuxedo shoes and fucking with AK-47s and doing drugs. And
a lot of Sammy Davis playing
now. I don't
think
the AK is a very black machine gun.
It's a very third world machine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
they were, we mean
being in Africa.
Africans.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. I think more like Tech Nine.
Nah.
You're not going to see too many people in the fucking jungles of Africa with Tech Nines, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
That's like an inner city thing for drive-bys.
I think like,
those aren't,
you know,
African cats, though. Those guys have saxophones.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses.
Like, I think AK, I think like Russian.
They all name their guitars.
You know anything about blues?
I call them one Lucille.
What fucking movie are we talking about?
Bears.
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 They play banjos.
Those
are hillbilly bears. That's a different breed.
They play the fucking jug.
Well, where are these bears from?
These are Alaskan bears.
They're
white. Can play banjos. They're Eskimos, technically.
Let's play the Rotten Tomatoes game.
All right.
Lou?
Wake up, Lou.
You should have yawned into the mic this time. All right, closest without going over to the critic score on Rotten Tomatoes of Bears. Who's feeling it?
I'll go first. That's gotta be fresh, man. They're not gonna fuck with something like that. I say 65.
65.
Yeah.
75.
75.
20.
I was going to say 69, so.
Lou lowballing with 20.
Oh, yeah.
Ken, final answer?
21.
21.
Dick. What a dick.
Oh, of course, Jillian's right. It's a documentary from Disney. They're going to give it up to this
thing.
Oh,
it's Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some schmuck.
It's Disney Nature presents Bears.
Good job.
I thought it was.
I take my vote back.
From the dick who brought 76. You.
From Werner Herzog.
One individual chimpanzee. Directed Jim
that was a Disney film, too.
He brought you I, Chimpanzee.
All Disney films.
I never heard of those. I thought it was just some schmuck.
You never saw Chimpanzee?
No, it's like when they did that.
Did you ever see Penguin?
Because at least I heard a penguin.
They did that.
My favorite shrimp.
That epic thing where they do like all the planet or whatever.
Oh, planet
like,
Earth?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like a big thing. With
well,
them.
The planet Earth is big. Chimpanzee singular is not.
Hey, and the touching story of one little chimpanzee named Caesar. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie.
His name is Caesar?
That's I'm from kidding. The Planet of the Apes.
I don't know about that. Seen that shit once forever ago. All right.
So. Lou hates monkeys. Just cannot handle monkeys.
It's a racist thing.
Nah, I like the supervillain monkey guys from
Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, to say that.
You like Gorilla Grodd?
Yeah, he's kind of cool.
No, he's not.
What about that?
Have the one that's all white. I forget his name.
The
super humanoid?
Yeah, that guy's cool.
No, he's not.
I like him.
He loves the Ninja Turtles character Captain Bananas.
They have a Captain Bananas?
He was a toy.
Oh.
What about Donkey Kong?
Wasn't it General Bananas?
Donkey Kong.
General Captain, look.
I was more of a Diddy
guy. His military
myself, but...
degree was like iffy at best, right?
Listen, Donkey Kong has a troubled past. He wasn't always good.
Yeah, but no.
Diddy, though, he's straight-laced kid. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
He had a father to raise him.
Yeah, bro, fucking
modern Donkey Kong
gave
is like...
him what he didn't have growing up.
Donkey Kong from Donkey Kong Country is like the old Donkey Kong after AA.
He has a record.
Yeah, bro. He had like an illegal still. Bro. That's what Mario was trying to fucking break out.
Where does Donkey Kong from Mario Kart fit in?
Weird uncle. I don't know.
Yeah. Where does he fit in on the spectrum, though?
Of between like terrorist drunk monkey? Or
he's somewhere in the Fast and Furious League.
He's not so much terrorist because he's in a car driving around.
He's the Vin Diesel of driving gorillas.
I can agree with that.
Word.
Why?
Actually, that would just be Vin Diesel.
What do you mean, why? Alright,
next movie.
You gotta turn that shit down. You
gotta turn it up.
No, that one individual soundbite is crazy loud.
Look, Turbo, shut up.
We're not getting into another room off. Alright, this one's for Brian. A Haunted House 2 came out.
This is gonna get, I wanna say, a 5. But I'm gonna love it.
You're gonna love it. We don't even have to like describe what this movie's about, right?
It's about Marlon Wayans being funny.
Marlon Wayans, Jamie Presley, Gabriel Iglesias.
Man, let me ask you this. Are the ghosts black?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
No, like, in the first one,
is it
seemed kind of black to me. That
right, I was going
to
say, because obviously people getting scared are black. But no, are the ghosts, like the ghosts of black people?
The ghosts wasn't... fucking like the ghost made this. I don't remember so much
because some things the ghost did kind of made me think he was black.
Are we really discussing
I don't know
the big mysteries of a haunted house? Didn't it come out like a year ago too? It
came out the beginning of the last year.
Okay, I'll turn these things out. Yeah. All right, so Brian, what did you say it was?
Like a 5.
You're going with a 5?
They hated the first one. Why? They liked the sequel.
Yeah.
Kenny,
can you get a 0.0?
Sure.
0.0.
It's pretty safe. I did a 5.
3.
You're going 3?
Wow, it's not a big window. I'll give you guys some leeway. 15.
Fool. It's a 6.
Oh, man.
I almost said 6. Damn it.
This is a solid 6.
Mm-hmm. I should have been a dick. And
6 you got right on the
one
money.
One up to you, man.
These spoof movies are terrible normally.
I like that one. That
is
one
that,
was
that a spoof actually, or is it just like a fucking...
A spoof. No, it's a spoof.
It was on Netflix.
It means
it's
they
funny.
Do a bunch of like pop culture references that won't be funny in a year and a half.
No, that one didn't. It was like the original Scary Movies where they made fun of the movies more than they ever made fun of like the...
Because the first thing I just looked at was string of pop culture references. That's all it said.
Maybe in the second one, but in the first one they didn't do that.
The first one they made fun of the movies that they were like
Paranormal
Activity.
From Honey Boo Boo to the Kardashians.
Oh, God,
Chris
no.
Brown and Paula Deen, Angry Birds and Hoarders.
Oh God, they're not doing that.
That's a bunch of shit you'll forget in no time.
That's stuff that's already dated.
I've already forgotten.
Paula Deen and Angry Birds.
I hope they didn't do that.
Paula Deen makes sausages, doesn't she?
No, it's Jimmy Deen.
Who the fuck gives a fuck about Paula Deen, then?
Paula Deen makes racist meals, though.
She doesn't make my fucking.
She makes hamburgers with. She makes hamburgers with donuts as buns.
Fuck her.
No, that was Luther Vandross, wasn't it?
Well, what? Paula Deen stole his shit.
It sounds like an Elvis.
No, that was Pops Williams.
All right.
Paula Deen's a racist who puts butter in everything.
She comes from the South, so it's like. It just took her a matter of time before she was like, she said something totally racist.
Over and over and over again, yes.
No, she didn't say anything racist. Then one day she lost her, like, she was like, I can't take it anymore. All the blacks get out of my fucking
studio. No, it was well documented a number of times that she made racist comments and finally
I think her favorite shit was like field hand was her go-to.
Yeah.
Well, like wasn't her thing she had the party where she had all the servers dressed as black men.
No, they were black men.
They were black men, but they were dressed as field slaves or something.
Pretty much.
Damn. Why did they go along with it?
She was doing a plantation style wedding.
I was
going
to say, you got to be getting seriously paid.
I mean, they must be getting a pretty penny right there to be going along with that.
She wants a plantation style wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A plantation. Like, not on a plantation, but just like how it would have been had we still been living on plantations.
The good life, yeah.
The plantation owners at least had the fucking decency to dress the help up when other people were around.
Did Ric Flair preside that wedding? Like, he's my old racist guy.
Oh, that's your plantation owner.
Yes. I forgot. Yes.
Classic Ric Flair.
Big Daddy.
Woo!
I thought you were saying Ric Flair was racist.
Yes.
He is?
He's from North Carolina. He's definitely from...
Doesn't make you racist.
That's what I mean.
He doesn't look like a plantation owner, though.
He did always beat the shit out of Booker T, though.
Hated the NWO.
Booker definitely would have thrown an ass whipping on him. Spin-a-rooney five times. Spin-a-rooney.
The 13-time world champ.
You can't give him a figure four with those legs spinning around so fast, bro.
That's the best time to grab those legs.
Those feats is too fast, all
right? There's been a nonstop a flicking of the eye, stomping on the toes, and kicking the balls. Like,
plus, when he guy, even like 10 years before he stopped wrestling, he was just in no condition to be in that ring.
He should have booked, because the thing was, he kept getting divorced. So he had to keep going out there getting those paychecks, but he was too old to do anything else besides getting his ass kicked.
He was not good.
So you're saying he was like getting them checks all stars in the WWE.
Yeah, he was like, "Yo, dude, take this whooping from Triple H with a sledgehammer. I guess I needs the money."
The condition of his flesh. Yeah. Jesus, gravity took its toll at that point, man.
He looked bad.
He still looked good with the fucking boa and the fucking robe.
No, it looks like someone melted
the
a candle.
Boy? Just turned into a wrestling podcast. Right. It looks like
someone melted a Ric Flair candle after a while.
Right.
I'm sorry. Back to the tea party. Two women in the corner not watching professional wrestling. Right.
Talking about Ric Flair, the most boring of wrestlers.
Old versus Paula Deen. I'm sorry. Yeah, she had a plantation theme wedding. Ric Flair presided over it. Now back to Flair.
I had to stop because if I just let you guys talk wrestling, that'll be the rest of the night.
Paula Deen
for another hour.
She didn't make any sausages, so clearly she's the most boring.
She probably made lots of sausages
in her day. She's a thick woman.
I don't really know what to say to that.
We weren't talking about Paul Dean, we were talking about movies. Can we go back to the movie game?
What movie?
Haunted Mansion 3.
We just finished Haunted House 2.
Oh, right.
We had one more.
Let's go for it.
We had Transcendence with Johnny Depp.
Huh? Is that how you pronounce his name now?
Johnny Depp.
He's the most uninspiring actor.
I love the trailer for this because you're supposed to be a scientist.
Did anyone see The Lone Ranger? It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was three hours of my life that I will never get back.
You like The Lone Ranger? No, I never. I saw the commercial. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm seeing that.
Well, that was a good move.
No way.
That was a good move.
And you? I don't know. Were you high?
I paid for two tickets, too. I paid $25 for that.
Date night?
Of course I was fucking high. I was at the movies.
You're lucky your girlfriend didn't break up with you after that movie. Right.
I know. I apologize. Like, profusely. I had to buy her stuff after that.
That was the last time.
I'm really sorry that we had to do that. You'll never get that 3 hours back.
Those are hours
of my life. I'm not getting back. That's what I always say to him in those situations.
She took the Ken movie picks with a grain of salt after that.
Yeah, no. I was not allowed to pick movies after that.
Johnny Depp, he's an Indian. Should be good.
Like, Johnny Depp,
he's got a bird on his head.
He's always been one of my favorite actors.
He hasn't been good since Edward Scissorhands.
No. He's had moments, but in the past few years.
I will backhand you in the teeth if you ever insult Raoul Duke like that again.
What?
Is that the guy from Below?
Name his good movies.
In Las Vegas.
Name his good movies. Like, you can't do
That's his
He's got like a handful of good movies. That's it, and then a bunch of stinkers.
Well, you can admit his past few years have been pretty awful.
A bunch of good movies and a couple stinkers.
His last 5 years have sucked.
The Ninth Gate. No,
the Tim Burton movies haven't been
bad. I keep getting sucked into watching that.
Which Tim Burton movie did he do? He did Dark Shadows. Yeah, that was awful.
Gay.
I didn't even see that one.
It's horrible.
He did the Ninth Gate, that movie where he was in a house in the cabin in the woods or something like that.
No, Ninth Gate was with the books. Wasn't
yeah, that was with the books.
No, I'm saying there's another movie he did where he's just chilling in the cabin, like looking out the window.
Oh, Secret Window.
Yeah, that was a decent movie.
Yeah,
I heard that it wasn't
a stinker.
He's put out
a stinker,
kind
of. Yeah. Oh, first of all,
The Tourist.
Every Pirates after the first one,
the Link. Fourth one, the fourth Pirates.
Well, that's your fucking fault for seeing the Pirates. No, after the
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
He put a straight chimo on that.
They pretty much wrapped the story up in the first one.
What about the Rum Diaries, which is just
great movie?
Not great movie. That's great just movie. Fear and Loathing without any balls.
What are you talking about?
The movie doesn't even have a point. Doesn't even have a plot.
No, it does have a point.
The Tourist. Did we say that?
Yeah, The Tourist is awful.
Alice in Wonderland.
Boo.
Public Chocolat. Enemies. Did you guys like?
Well, I fell asleep in the theater to that one.
What movie?
Public Enemies.
That's where he's Dillinger.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's a boring.
I know that.
Boring Dillinger.
His character is completely not needed in Chocolat.
The Rum Diaries was awesome.
His great movies are great.
I didn't like
it. His great movies are great, but as a library, he's kind of fucking.
You're
Charlie
crazy.
And the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, come on, Willy, was it
that
Willy
was
Wonka?
A good movie Charlie? Too. You fuck.
Hi, Charlie. Would you like to be part of my Chocolate Factory? I'm good, Willie. I'm actually not going to even go. All right. You look like you're going to rape someone.
He was all hopped up on fucking Reds and Blues and shit, man.
His eyes were bugging out of his skull. I would have never gone to the Chocolate Factory after
you
that.
You would so have gone to the Chocolate Factory. You
like, first of all, I don't know why I try to win this thing anyway. This is boring. Like, it's a...
Fuck you wouldn't go to the Chocolate Factory.
Fuck it. I wouldn't know. Like, if I saw Willy Wonka came out like that, looking like he about to rape a little kid.
Talking like Michael Jackson.
Don't, Brian.
Hi!
Yeah, looking like Ronald Reagan's creepy
army
nephew.
Of little sex slaves that he had in there.
I would snap him in half like a twig and kick his little fucking.
What about boots. Little? What about little? Little kid Ken with the mustache.
Little kid Ken couldn't grow a mustache. He wished he had a mustache. But yeah, I would have went to that Chocolate Factory. I would have owned those Oompa Loompas. It would have been my little. Fucking
what about that big ass rapist Willy Wonka? Though he would have definitely got the best of you. He'd have had all his little fucking guys hold you down.
They wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, yeah. You would have had an everlasting gobstop right in your mouth, bro. No.
Dude, I would have taken on a legion of fucking Oompa Loompas. He wouldn't have been able to fucking...
Little Kenny
would
have not taken on a legion of those things.
Like 12-year-old Kenny would have knocked out Oompa Loompas for days on end.
Bro, they would have been singing
and rhyming.
Can we do
this as a comic book? I want to see this as a comic. It's horrific.
I want to see you line up some fucking Oompa Loompas. I'll knock them out for fucking days straight now with my left hand. Little punks.
But we have to make you little.
Do we want, like, which versions, though?
They're super slow and waddly. I would have kicked them.
70s, like, orange Oompa Loompas or modern-day midget Oompa Loompas?
Creepy clone midgets. I'm kicking the snot out of them. They were, like, a foot tall. I'll be pumping them like footballs.
No way, man. They tase you.
I'd be kicking them into the chocolate river, bro. You're out of your mind.
The chocolate river must not ever be touched by human hands.
Bro, you would get a chocolate glaze on you, dude. They would be a foul thing.
I would get a
you.
Chocolate glaze.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You'd just be slipping and sliding.
No way. I would have been punting fucking Oompa Loompas.
You would have definitely maybe brought a couple of them, but they would have definitely overpowered you.
There wasn't enough of them.
Oh, yeah. And then... I mean, you would have fucking wished you sold those secrets to that guy because someone would at least be looking for you. It's nonstop rape by Willy Wonka.
Oh, God. That sounds like the
all it took was five tickets, and I got five.
That was
just to come here.
That was the original title from the movie, I think. Nonstop rape by Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the Nonstop Rape Factory.
No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets.
Look, that's just how Giant Depp played it.
It's directly from the movie.
No,
that's from the movie.
That was Wonka himself.
That's right. What his grandfather in the bed was saying if he didn't get that ticket. Like, he was never going to get laid. If he didn't get to that factory. It's like, I used to work there. I used to know what went on in that factory. It was a big orgy.
I'm pretty stoned, but the last time I believed you, Lou, I fucking lost a board game. So I'm going to say that's completely fake.
That was a game about lying, bro.
I don't believe you.
So wait, just to make this full circle, back to Transcendence, no.
Boom.
That's it. Wait, we're still going on that? No.
Yeah.
No. But you want to figure it out?
15.
I want to say 4.
Guys, one at a time.
15, 20.
Jillian starts.
20.
20.
15.
Probably the right answer.
45.
16. Luda's fucking won that.
Yes!
19.
Oh, Luke, you fucking bastard.
Take Morgan that. Freeman's in too much stuff, though. I think he's in that, too, right?
So Morgan Freeman is you, in
this. Gang, another freckle.
I just think he just lives around the sets of Hollywood, where he just walks on and is like, I'll be in your movie today.
Did your movie need
he talks like an old-timey. Yeah. I'll be in your movie. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, bucket list.
Does something need to be explained within your movie? Well, I'm here.
Did he go through, like, because horrible he can't divorces understand. Or something?
Fucking Johnny Depp in his marble mouth.
No, he must have a bad agent just, who doesn't read anything. No, he's like, Morgan, started, this is a movie. You play God, bro.
No, dude.
You're also not in it.
He just started the movie late. He started in the movie game late. He was already old when he started.
So he's got to do the catch-up game.
Yeah, so he's got to put out a whole lot.
He's got to play the Samuel L. Jackson game.
Like, he's probably as old as Peter O'Toole, and like that motherfucker has movies going back to the 40s or some shit. So like, he's like, I only started in like the 80s. I got to get that kind of fucking library going.
Let's see if we can figure it out. It doesn't say his age when you look him up.
100.
Immortal.
No, he's plus, definitely like 19.
Morgan Freeman. God.
Yeah.
Black people don't age the same way.
I got his age.
They tend to look the same age for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 82.
Are you saying they have like something similar to dog years? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say? Like one white person year is three black people years?
It's the mellow whatever in our skin or some shit.
Melanin?
Like that.
Melanin, yeah. So one to one and a half, you're saying?
He was born in 37, so
he's 76 years old.
Yeah. But look at, I mean, like.
He looks fantastic for a 76-year-old man. That's not
he
even
looks
fair.
Exactly like he did in 7.
When I'm 76, I'm not going to look like that.
The man's Alex a national Cross treasure. Whatever, just let him be.
I'm not going to be like a skeleton.
All right.
That's it. That's our.
What's our
1937 in Memphis, Tennessee. That man's a brave man.
That's a bad year to be born there.
He's a brave man. He's seen some shit, is what that says.
Now, this is a guy who has a real list of good movies, not like your boy Johnny Depp.
Glory.
Don't make me smack you, Lou.
Your boy Johnny Depp.
Don't make me smack you.
Awful.
Yeah. All right.
This guy was basically God again in the Lego movie.
Oh, Olympus Has Fallen. Great freaking movie.
He was the voice of the hand that wasn't putting bad. Shit together.
Great. Oblivion, another great movie. That's a stinker, Lou.
Oblivion was alright.
Oblivion
was a stinker.
Oblivion was alright.
Yeah, well, how about The Dark Knight, bitch?
Yeah, how about The Maiden Heist, Thickest Thieves, Wanted?
How about Lucky Number 11?
That's a good movie.
Yeah. No,
great One movie. Baby Gone was good.
Another great movie. Keep going.
Luke. I don't know if you guys like that. All
right, everyone
movies.
Listening out there, start a Johnny Depp versus Morgan Freeman fight on the
Evan,
internet.
Evan, Evan Almighty, great one.
He did like all
you
the
know Batmans. What? You know what Bruce Almighty needed? A sequel.
You know what Pirates of the Caribbean 3 didn't need? A 4.
Or a 3. Or 2 for that matter.
You get past the pirate movies. And a couple fucking stinkers in between.
Oh, there's a lot of stinkers, most bro. Of
everything he's ever done with fucking Tim Burton, it's not Ed Wood or fucking Edward Scissorhands.
What about Nightmare Before Christmas?
That is a he's not A, he's not even in that.
He's not in that?
Was he a voice? I don't know. Like,
he probably is. But keep going, yeah.
The Corpse Bride was garbage. He was definitely the voice of that film.
Yeah.
Fucking
I mean, just pretty much everything besides Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and Blow.
I do love
and Donnie Brasco.
Though. Oh, that's what I love him from.
Those three movies.
Donnie Brasco.
And the Donnie first Brasco. Pirates.
Fuck you, Lou. Your fucking opinion's invalid. Donnie Brasco is a great movie.
And the first Pirates, and then Ed Wood and Edward Scissorhands. And he was kind of in Platoon.
That's what he named. That he was it. Those are the five.
Go to his page.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm on his page.
Anybody?
He wasn't that too. I'm not huge in
Eaten by a
He was
by
the
a
blood
mattress.
Fountain.
And your boy's making another pirate, dick.
Probably going to be just as good as the last one.
What kind of fucking bad things are you going to fight in this?
Awful. We could go here forever.
Rango was a good movie.
Pirates.
Alice in Wonderland was a
Rango.
Good movie.
Rango the fucking gecko movie?
Alice in Wonderland?
And I love Alice in
Wonderland. That was a good movie?
I don't think.
You guys stink.
That was not a good movie.
That movie was able to combine weird with long. All right, that's the only thing.
That CGI run amok.
Fucking jerks.
The fucking Queen of the Queen of Hearts, man. That shit was stupid.
There's a bunch of shit I didn't even remember.
You're getting to the good stuff.
I don't know what the Libertine is or Finding Neverland.
Libertine.
Finding Neverland is a great movie.
Bro.
Sure? Did you guys like that? Finding Neverland?
Finding Neverland?
I've heard excellent things. I've heard that, like, that's something you have to see.
Secret Window. Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That was good.
That was a sick movie too. Good. You're a hater.
All right. But guys, we'll take this conversation.
Wasn't that the one where he got his eyes scooped out?
That's Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
And was using like an RC guitar thing.
That's that one.
It was gay.
That's a good movie.
So gay. All right.
You're a hater, Lou. You are a hater.
That was a good. Stop it.
All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and toss the rest of this out because that was.
Why was yes?
That was boring compared to what we just witnessed.
Why what?
Disney's rich and Tarantino's going back on his word.
He's gonna do that cowboy movie.
The what? He's doing the cowboy movie. He says he's rewriting, working on the script.
How rich is Disney?
They made $1 billion just in two movies.
Which one?
Frozen
and Captain America. $1 billion for 2014. And it's only April.
Yeah, but they're planning on losing it with John Carter from Mars 2 and the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie where he fights Captain Hook.
That movie, like that John Carter was supposed to be this huge disaster. It was like $200 million, and it eventually made its money back overseas. So even then, even in failure, they succeed.
I actually did like that movie.
Wasn't it a good book?
I like the movie.
It was a book people read in the fucking Depression.
Yeah, though. they're pulp books. They're from the 20s.
How come in Pirates, is Johnny Depp so, like, super effeminate? What's with that?
Why are you so homophobic, Luke?
Why is he so effeminate,
Why are you so homophobic,
Luke? Look, here's an audio clip from the movie.
Childish.
He's so unbelievably...
Childish banter. I won't,
in the new movie, he's going to have his pirate shirt tied up over his waist.
Are you afraid because it's going to turn you on?
This time, he's going to wear a shit ton of makeup. Blue, just doing raccoon eyes this time.
I pull up another one. I pull up another clip where he's hanging out with his pirate friends.
Let's hear it.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boys.
I missed that clip.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in the third one, he was like this.
Oh my!
I think we managed to find one more.
Oh, scissor me timbers!
Oh, not gonna beat that one.
I didn't know it was a bunch of homophobes on the show. I didn't know we were gay bashing.
That's the pirate reference.
Oh man.
And child sex robots, and we're back to the beginning.
Maybe if it were a cop, I think it would work better if it was a comedy. And the guy was gay. Like, officially gay. Not on the fence like your boy is.
He's not
gay. He's a pirate.
Maybe
it's not
like that Nick Swartzen guy be the pirate instead. Or whatever his name is.
Oh, like, man. When the pirate ship is coming up to another ship, they raise the flag. It's a big rainbow. They're like, oh, no.
It starts playing It's Raining Man.
Their pirate flag is a skull with two dicks. I would watch that any day over Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, God, Lou, you're a hater.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Momentum.
Hello.
Great soundtrack.
I think we already blew our wad.
We're coming for your treasure. Hand over the booty, you scoundrels.
Welcome aboard,
you scallywags.
Where's Fire Island at?
Who would be the first one to hand up his booty and his asshole to the pirates?
Time to walk the plank.
That was a good soundtrack. What do you guys
think? That plank goes right into a jacuzzi?
Take your shirt off.
The only chick in that whole series is always Zaldania, and was it Keira Knightley? Keira Knightley's like a boy with like a wig, like that.
Not much going on there.
No,
I don't know why. Fucking
Keira Knightley is a boy in a wig.
Yes,
he's saying she has no boobs or hips or ass.
I don't even know why Legolas was so into her. Like he will become Bootstrap Bill. I'd be like, look, I'm just gonna fucking stay on land. Everything that happens with you, fucking Jack Sparrow, sucks.
Right?
There's big squids and squid people and
zombies. I'm constantly getting cursed.
Your dad's a crab.
You guys have seen way too many of these fucking movies.
That's why we know they suck.
Yeah.
Why would you continue to see them?
I stopped after the second or third, I think.
I fell asleep during the fourth. I never cared to watch the end of it.
That sounds like a lie. You watched the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
You watched the whole
thing. Nah, because I wait, because you know what? Long story short, it sucked balls.
Like, you watched it and it sucked. I can believe that. Liar.
I watched it and it did in fact suck.
Yeah, I believe you.
Whatever, Tonto. Fuck off. Spent $29 on that movie.
Yo, that movie would have been so much better if it wasn't so sad at the end, too.
Yeah, like, it would have been way better if they didn't cast Armie Hammer or fucking Johnny Depp or bother to make the movie.
Right.
I thought that was a joke. I was like, Armie Hammer is in the fucking movie? Like, what do you mean?
Look, this guy's shitty name is Armie Hammer.
It's not a shitty name. That's the most manly
name
ever.
That's a fucking porn name.
Armie Hammer?
No, that's not a porn
name. It might as well be like Chuck Steak or something.
Chuck Steak? Well,
that's a shitty pun.
That's ultra manly.
No, it's not.
Max Powers.
Max Powers.
Switchblade Motocross.
Don't steal my thing.
That is your thing. That's why I looked at you and I said it.
That's my kid's name.
Because he's going to have a kid, apparently. No.
It's my hypothetical kid's
name. Out of wedlock.
That I see happening.
That's Pete's style right there.
He's gonna.
Yeah, let's call it a night.
You fucking what now?
A Pete Snow.
Right. Pete Snow, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Pete's not from the north.
No, I'm not.
He's a sand.
Do we want to get into the Game of Thrones thing with Ken?
No.
Giving everybody a Game of Thrones.
Do we have another hour?
Nah. Let's finish it up.
All right. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook, Painted Black Comics. Check out our other podcast. We got Disenfranchised. We got A Squad Video Game Show. We got Politwits Political. Well, it's all there in the name. What am I missing?
Close the door behind you.
All right, close the door behind you.